Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Olson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Henry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Henry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis takes first base on ball four. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aganis moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aganis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Olson. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards first. Aganis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lepsio settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lepsio. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Henry Fox moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from White and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. White reaches second base with a double. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aganez hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harshman for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jensen. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field. Pearsall picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Pearsall. Lawler goes all the way around to score. Rivera moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivera tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 1 in the game. Harshman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo strikes out. Two outs. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 1 in the game. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry fires over to first and Aganis drops the ball. That's an error on Aganis. Minoso moves to third. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0 for 2 in the game. Fane takes first base on ball 4. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Jensen chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. White fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on White. Minoso scores. Fane goes all the way around to score. Kell moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. Bolling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Groth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Aganez hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 2 in the game. Harshman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer juggles the ball. That's an error on Kemmerer. Harshman moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to third for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Owen pinch runs for Sammy White. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Consolo hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Owen now catching. Willard Nixon now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scheimlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kell moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groth for the out. Kell moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harshman takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Rivera scores. Harshman moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels now playing third base. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aganis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Olsen reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall who is chasing the ball. Michaels reaches third base with a triple. Scheimlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera is hit by the pitch. Lawler moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Lawler scores. Rivera moves to second. It's 9-1, White Sox. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harshman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-3 in the game. Consolo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.